Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Mullet Cast, the podcast where business and pleasure collide. My name's Evan Balmer. Follow me on Instagram at Evan Balmer. Today we are joined by Jerry Barker. Jerry is with Weikert Realtors Asbury Group down in Atlantic City. You've probably seen Jerry on the Backup Plan show, which he stars in. And Jerry is also joined by Silve Rivera. Silve is also in the same office down at Weikert Realtors. What's going on? How are you guys doing?
Good. Thanks for having us.
No problem. So Jerry, last time we saw you down here in AC, we did a whole lot of talking about Airbnbs, and then that wasn't even that long ago. How long ago were we down here?
That's like 2 months.
2 months?
October 4th.
All right. So 2 months we were down here where it seemed like everyone and their mother was looking for properties Airbnb, like stories were running wild about how much people were making. So what's happened in the last 2 months?
It's that's still the case. You know, like I said, my first call this morning, I'm looking to buy a house that I can Airbnb out, you know, and they're just becoming harder and harder to find.
Right.
So, you know, they're calling us on to see if we have anything that's not listed. They're calling us sometimes we have a property for rent. They're calling to see if they'll sell it instead of renting it. You know, just trying to drum up something, anything that they can right now, because there's not a lot of inventory out there.
So, but isn't there a little bit of pushback from, like, there's no pushback from the city yet, but a city adjacent just said we're putting a kibosh on it.
Yeah, that's correct. The neighboring city of Epsecan tried to pass some sort of ordinance that nobody, if you rented out your property, it had to be a minimum of 30 days.
Minimum of 30 days.
So that would have killed the whole Airbnb out there. And so I'm not even sure how popular it was in Epsecan, but, you know, I know.
You want to take that call on the air? Yeah, go ahead, grab it.
Bob, how's it going, buddy?
Hey, what are you doing, man?
Doing some live podcasting down in AC.
So we got Reverend Bob Levy on the phone here.
Oh, yeah, I feel like shit, Reverend. I'm not as bad as I was yesterday with the call.
Okay.
So I should be okay. You
know, okay.
I just woke up a little while ago.
Nice.
I have like a really bad chest. Shit, you know what I mean? It's going around. My son had it.
Gotta stay out of those truck stops, Bobby. Oh, nice.
But they were on it.
Yeah, those guys are my guys.
Yeah, I said, I didn't say John Mose, I said a different name. And I'm like, well, if you like him and you think he's good, then I go, no, it's John, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I go, we had him on.
Yeah. Those are my guys.
I was trying to get that on Instagram Live, but I'm not quick enough. So hopefully just that there's a little surprise announcement. It sounds like Reverend Bob Levy is feeling well enough. Was that your takeaway, Ming? It sounded like he was feeling well enough that he'll be here tonight. So we got a little stand-up going on at Rhythm and Spirits down here on Tennessee Ave at 7 p.m. John Moses, Clipper Man, and it sounds like Reverend Bob Levy will be in the house as well. All right, so sorry, John cut off your story. So Absecon, what did they do? Put it like a little moratorium?
Absecon tried to pass the ordinance, right, to restrict your rentals to a 30-day minimum, which would have eliminated the Airbnb out there.
Right.
And a lot of people attended the meeting at City Hall, and they were able to get it tabled until they could further hash it out, because there's a lot of people that are for it and there's a lot of people that are against it. So they obviously understood there's more to it. They can't just restrict it straight across the board. They want to try to find some happy medium so that, you know, to make everybody happy.
Right.
So, you know, it's, to me, in my mind, I think it's just a matter of time before Atlantic City does the same thing. They might place restrictions. You know, I don't think they would try to ban it, but, you know, there's a, you know, the hotels and casinos out here do have a lot of power.
Right.
But I'm quite sure a lot of people would fight it, you know, if it came to that.
Right. So is it a big story here or not really?
It's getting bigger. It's happening fast. You know, it wasn't probably it's probably within the past year, you know, in the past year or two, you never even heard the word Airbnb. Now you can't go a day without it.
Right.
And it's almost everybody that calls you, it's what they want to do. It's what they want to talk about. How do you do it? How much money can I make? What type of property can I buy and do it? It's becoming part of our everyday conversations anymore with these buyers. So I mean, so far I like it. You know, I think it's had a positive impact on the city. I've seen properties sell that otherwise, you know, would have sat around. Mm-hmm. I know they're renting them out to, you know, a lot of the people that are renting these, you know, Airbnbs are, you know, they're decent people.
Right.
They're just coming down here for vacations and stuff like that. So it's a good quality, you know, tenant. You got, for me, I like the high, you know, one of the complaints, they, you know, they got a high turnover rate, but I like it. You know, you've got maybe 15 different people, you know, sometimes groups of people staying in one house over the course of a month.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, you know, they like the area enough, they might buy something.
That's what I'm wondering, right? Is it good advertising for the area?
It's like, great advertising.
Man, I enjoyed my stay. I want to get myself a house there or something, right?
Yeah, exactly. They're contributing to the economy.
Right.
You know?
Totally.
It's helped to push up the values of the real estate a little bit. The buyers, the people that are buying these homes, are putting a lot of money into them to make them very attractive because there's a whole feedback rating.
So right.
They want the house to be nice and appealing, and they're doing a good job renovating these homes. And that, like I said, otherwise they wouldn't have sold, or the developers would have, or not the developers, the buyers, but just, they might not have put that kind of money into it and just do a regular old tenant in there, whatever case is. It wouldn't be as nice as it is.
Gotcha.
So I'm happy with the direction that it's going. I don't have any problems with it, but I do understand the complaints that are out there. You know, you got, you know, one neighbor complaining that, you know, there's, you know, the house across the street from her has got, you know, 15 different groups of families every month. And every now and then you get that one, you know, wild bunch that's, you know, whatever it is, you know, and then that's what causes the problems.
Right, totally. So have you heard anything from people in the various hotels? Like hotel numbers aren't down because Airbnb is cutting into it or anything, right? Like, I wouldn't think so
right. at this point, because like I said, it's so early in the game, and I don't even think there's enough housing inventory in Atlantic City to
impact.
Yeah, to
put
impact
it down.
You know?
So we were talking today on the way down. It was like,
because you had said like, don't buy. Or at least what he had echoed to me was like, don't buy if you're just thinking on...
Maybe if your only game plan is Airbnb.
And I was saying, like, if we did buy something, it would also have to work on straight rents, thinking one day it might go away. Now, if it doesn't, great, right? But,
That's smart.
You want to be cash flowing a couple $100 at the very least. You know, and then if you got a renter, you know, being so far away wouldn't be so bad anyway, because, you know, the phone's ringing less as opposed to, you know, managing an Airbnb. That said, we were looking at that place, you know, over by Presbyterian. Do you think there is still, like, it is still a good plan to sort of buy something, Airbnb, crank on the Airbnb for as long as it lasts, and then sort of, be, you know, knowing that you can still rent this thing out? Or is it going to be that all these places are going to be now available for rent, so there's going to be a surplus?
Well, like I said, I don't think there's ever going to be a surplus
of
Airbnbs in the city. I can say there's just not.
But if Airbnb goes away and then suddenly you've got all these immaculate places to rent, is there a surplus of good rental apartments?
I guess there could be.
Mm.
And you don't have any idea. I guess it's too soon to tell how it all plays out. Like, I'm curious, you know, would they allow, like, the summer, like, weekly rental, like, you could rent it up?
Right.
You've always been allowed to do that.
Right.
You know, you can do, they call them seasonal rentals.
Okay.
I believe it's winter, summer, you know, your annuals, of course. I want to say there was three seasons.
Mm-hmm.
If you go down and go down to City Hall and you're going to do the short-term rentals, I think they had three different COs. I can't remember what the breakdown was.
Ah.
It might have been like a spring, summer, fall, or something. I know there's a winter one that goes from like September to May, and then a summer one.
And then within that summer one, you can rent for a certain amount of days?
Yeah, you do like, you know, you file one CO and they let you, you know, for the summer. But let's say if you want to do, you could do like a weekly rental or a monthly rental.
Okay, okay, cool.
You aren't really restricted.
Oh, that's cool. So, I mean, you never know worst case, but even if it reverted back to that, you could still sort of count on like weekly rentals or something.
I think so. Yeah, it's just, it wasn't real before Airbnb. They weren't real popular.
Right.
You know, even finding a 1 month rental in the summertime was hard to do.
Right.
You know,
right.
They were more popular, I think, you know, in the neighboring towns like Brigantine or Venter Margie.
Right.
They see too much of Atlantic City, and I always just assumed that it was because those people were sort of somehow funneled into the hotels and casinos.
Now, I mean, who knows the answer to this question, but was it so cheap to rent an apartment in Atlantic City for a month that, like, even if we don't go down for a month, even if we're only there for a week, who cares? It's like peanuts anyway, or?
Right.
Interesting. Just so you know, I wanted to come down and make an offer today, but Evan backed me out of it.
I didn't back him out of it. Actually, we were supposed to connect with you a couple weeks ago about this Presbyterian property, and unfortunately, John was on a little comedy tour across the nation.
That's right. It wasn't working out.
I was somewhere, yeah.
It did go under contract, huh?
Have you been in that property?
Yeah, I've been in them. They're old.
Mm. Right.
They're like four stories high.
Right.
And so they're a lot of, you know, it's a lot of work to renovate it, and it's going to be a high maintenance property.
Is it?
You know, and I think we had that this
we did
before
a little bit.
I think the key there is if they take down that church that's on the corner that's no longer being used, and it opens up that street, because right now it's more like an alleyway that nobody really knows is there.
Right.
Would be a big deal, but you know, I'm sure whoever bought it is probably going to want to do Airbnb there.
For sure.
Right next to the Hard Rock.
Right.
You know, it's a good spot.
But in my mind, if they were to pass some sort of restriction, I would imagine that would be one of the restrictive areas because it's so close to a hotel.
Right.
So maybe that area is not even
that's
good
for that
option.
If they pass some sort of restriction, it's probably going to have to be within a
zones.
Right, but I was thinking, like, you know, when you showed us that two-bedroom or the three-bedroom or wherever it was, you know, when I was old, when you showed Johnny Perot that two-bedroom and rents there were $1,200 or something, you know, even if we would have gotten, you know, at ask for 55 Presbyterian, dump 40 into it, and the cost of money was 110, you know, could we have gotten 1,500, or would we have been the best $1,300 rental, you know, and then would it have cash flowed? I mean, that was the question I had.
Could you squeeze 1,300 out of it?
Could I squeeze $1,300 out of it, you know, for that whole big house, considering, you know, that place up the street was half the size and only renting for 12? I guess it's a moot point now, but
yeah, I don't. Right. If you're talking about back there, you know, I don't think squeezing 1,300 out of a three bedroom row home is going to be hard back there.
Right. So, okay. Interesting. But you could get 12 out of that up on, you know, Ohio, North Ohio Ave.
Yeah. Which one are you talking about for 1,300?
I was talking about for Presbyterian.
Oh, Presbyterian,
like,
you
fixed
probably
up.
Get, no, that would probably, you probably squeeze it, because if I remember, there was a four bedroom.
Right. You'd maybe probably, five. Right. Yeah. But you think you're right.
You'd get about 1,500, 1,600 for that. For a month.
All right. So right now, we're also at, one of the reasons we're down here is the Realtors Triple Play Convention. How does that convention impact, like, local real estate? Like, is it a good time for you to showcase, like, meet with realtors from outside the area, kind of get them hyped up on what's going on in AC, or do they kind of come in, stay there, and go?
You know, it's more of an educational experience for them, and sort of like a vacation for them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think a lot of these realtors that are coming in from out of town, this is their 1 week vacation, you know. They go to the school during the day and they party all night.
I was gonna check off a couple CE credits of the hangover.
I've never, in all the years I've been here, I've never had a realtor walk into our office and say, hey, how's the market down here? What do you got for sale? I've got a buyer.
So we would have been the only guys making an offer.
It's not too late, man. The day is young. What do you got? You got any properties you want to showcase right now? Nah. Silve, what's going on? What's your area of expertise? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I started in the real estate last summer.
Okay.
I guess I've been doing it for almost a year and a half now. I'm pretty good with the multifamilies, the rentals. I do a lot of rentals.
Right.
I haven't gotten the chance to do like a single family home. I sold one, Arkansas, right?
Nice.
I sold a couple multifamilies. I mean, she just helped Pat buy some pieces of land over there, beach block lots.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
Real cool.
Nice. We like the beach block lots too. What's your experience like with the rental market? Has it changed a lot with the school here? Like, who are you renting to? Are you renting more to people working in the area or students or both?
I rent to people working in the area.
Yeah. And do you notice, like, are there enough places for people to live in town? Or do you think there's a...
Yeah, that's a good question. Are you getting a lot of renters per apartment, or is there a surplus?
If I'm getting a lot of rentals?
Yeah, or a lot of people trying to rent an apartment, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of applications.
Yeah, all the time.
Is there a shortage of, like, available housing? We were just talking
good available housing.
That was talking about building, you know, or renovating apartments in the area. Like, do you think there's room for more, a need for more apartments?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Like I said, the housing stock in Atlantic City is typically older. Mm-hmm. Probably, if I had to guess, the average home out here is around 75 years old, maybe even a little higher. So there is a huge demand for a newer... a better product, you know, like, you know, there's something that, you know, like this place that we're in right now, it's nice and it's trendy, you know what I mean? People love it, and there's not a lot of that in the city right now. So when somebody comes in, they buy a house and they fix it up real nice, it's gone in seconds.
That's cool. All right, can you give us a little recap? Maybe we're at the end of the year. Just how would you summarize real estate market at AC in 2019 and what you're looking at for 2020?
The real estate market in 2019 has been phenomenal. It has gotten busier every single month from January to December. I mean, November was my busiest month of the year. I mean, it's just kept getting busier and busier and busier and busier.
Right.
I'm hoping 2020 is just the same. I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be. You know, I believe next year we're going to see the college.
Well, I see one.
Phase two of the expansion. I think you're going to see the AtlantiCare facility expand. I think
you're a good ambassador for this city, man.
Yeah,
you're always pushing the good. All right, we're gonna.
So you think it's gonna keep growing in 2020? No let up in sight.
I don't see any let up. No. Well, I mean, maybe in 10 years or so, but over the course of the next 3 to 5 years, I don't see any.
How do you think, like? Because everybody's talking recession, right? Like, there's a recession looming. For the last 2 years, all I've heard about is that there's going to be a recession. How do you think something like that would affect Atlantic City?
Again, I guess it could have some sort of impact on maybe the casinos, but other than that, you know, Atlantic City is a sort of like an isolated little bubble here. And it's whatever recession takes place across the U.S., it's not going to affect what's going on here, other than, you know, the people out there. Maybe if they don't have, you know, if somebody in Pennsylvania is going through a recession, they might not come out here and spend their money.
Mm-hmm.
I think that might be it. You know, that might be the extent of that, but I don't know. Other than that, I think.
We're going to shoot down here, pop in on an auction. Do you want to come with us in the next couple of weeks? Maybe early in the new year?
Yeah, no, we're the auction next week. We're definitely going to that.
All right,
cool. Yeah, of course.
The auctions, are they still like super busy, and what are prices like at the auction?
It's going to be a packed house. That's why they have it at the convention center. It's going to be jam-packed.
Right.
They're auctioning off like 200 properties. There'll probably be around 150 people there, give or take.
Right.
It's a property for everyone.
And I mean, it's
the last one a person.
I mean, I think they auctioned off maybe like less than 100 properties last time. There was that many people there, and it was standing room.
And how do you see that?
All the seats were full, and there was people standing all on the sides, on the back, and in the meeting area.
Right. And what about prices at auctions? Like up by, like, say, Monmouth County, it's been for a while now, because there's a shortage of inventory, because deals are hard to come by, people, I feel like, are overpaying at auctions. Like, you're getting more, like, retail prices at auction. What's it like here?
I've heard similar stories. same thing's, you know, going on at the sheriff sale auctions.
Yeah.
And I don't understand it. It's
I think Johnny Perot's going to come to the auction.
I think they get caught up in the excitement of it.
Right.
It is exciting, right? They're going to show up. Johnny Perot's going to show up in his old cowboy hat and start making some bids.
You're going to have a money bag. That's cool. All right, cool. Anything personally you want to happen in the new year? Any goals, anything like that you want to talk about?
Nothing like that.
Nothing?
Just make this money, man.
Keep trucking along.
Just keep moving forward. Right.
What about a yacht or a helicopter?
Not for me.
That's cool. All right, Jerry, we appreciate you coming in. Once again, look for Jerry Barker of Weikert Realtors Asbury Group. Hop on their website at WeikertAC.com and also Silve Rivera. We appreciate you both sitting down with
us. Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right, thanks for having us.
All right, no problem. Thank you.
Cool.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.